focus on 2011. And in our statement, we're not foolhardy enough to be forecasting a full year at this stage, but we are giving the year-to-date position, which still shows tough advertising conditions. And Ireland last year, which was down 12-13% year-to-date, you're looking at high single digits. So it's still tough out there, but I suppose the negative trend is reducing somewhat, if I can put it that way. Obviously, we're not just an Irish company. We've got operations in Northern Ireland and South Africa, and I think you can anticipate some good growth in South Africa for the year. So overall, advertising still negative, but certainly getting less worse, if I can put it that way. And I think that is probably a pretty good barometer of what we hopefully can expect for Ireland Inc.
Yes, indeed. I was going to say, if you're a barometer company for Ireland and the fortunes there, of course, advertising expresses business confidence, but there's a market out there to sell goods into. You're ultimately saying, look, it's not great, but it's getting better.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, it's still going to be a tough year. Advertising is still going to be negative overall on a group basis. I think we'd probably be forecasting, advertising flat year on year for 2011. But we're only ending the first quarter.
Not too long ago, that independent news and media was in the news over whether or not the bondholders would take control of the company, boardroom rows and so on. How would you assess the position today with regard to all of the ructions, really, that have bedeviled the company of recent times?
Okay, well, I think as my 14-year-old teenage daughter would say, that's so 2009. It's all behind us. The bondholders have effectively sold out of the company. We've got a very stable register. We're very much focused on driving shareholder value, reducing our debt. We think that transfer from debt to equity gives our shareholders the best return in the short term. And as you saw in our 2010 results, we reduced our debt by over $100 million.
You are shutting newspapers, though. You've closed two this year alone, two big titles.
Well, I mean, it's always sad to be able to have to take those tough commercial decisions. But we want to be focused on our market leading and profitable titles. And, I think it's important to point out, particularly here in Ireland, that every single one of our titles is profitable in Ireland. So, yes, it's very sad news to see those titles go. But that's the right thing to do for our shareholders.
Okay, I want to move on to online in a minute, but just I want to stick with the Sunday Tribune. A certain amount of unease coming through. First of all, that you're not paying statutory redundancy. You're only paying statutory redundancy. Nothing very generous there. And secondly, that you've pulled the indemnity on libel actions against journalists who are subject to them, who are subject to legal proceedings at the moment in the paper.
Well, I don't think it's appropriate to get into the details. I mean, there is a receiver appointed for the Sunday Tribune. I think the characterization of those questions isn't entirely grounded. In fact, Christopher, we did pay for the receivership, and we did pay for the staff during that receivership. But we were very upfront about that.
What about journalists who are subject to ongoing legal proceedings for articles that they've written? Are you indemnifying them? Are you prepared to indemnify them? Because it looks on the evidence to date that you've withdrawn that indemnity. It may not sound like an important question, but you are a publisher, and it strikes the heart of the Fourth Estate.
Well, I'm not quite sure which libel actions that you're necessarily referring to, but I do think. Sorry, if I could just say, I do think it's that first of all the slate of libel actions I believe is not that great for the Sunday Tribune on a go forward basis. So I don't think your question is actually that.
Okay, let's move on to online because we need to wrap up. Online, you've some announcements there. You've an announcement there this morning in relation to independent.ie.
Yes. Well, I think we'll be making a an announcement later in the morning about that. But I think it's a pretty exciting set of announcements. Last year was really good for our online. We were up 13%. Our page impressions for independent.ie were up, our unique users. I think we're going to give you guys at RT a pretty good run for your money. And I say that in a very nice way.
Oh, no,
in 2011.
You don't like us on online. We know that. We've read the articles. Gavin O'Reilly of Independent News and Media, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Just a reminder of the top story, the accountancy regulator has postponed a public disciplinary tribunal into former Anglo-Irish Bank.